Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Danny Seward. Follow up visit. Date of visit is 3/1/2023. The date of birth is 5/8/58. Date of accident 1/21/2020. The patient has been seen and treated at Northland Radiology, and somehow he self-referred from there for being unsatisfied. He had multiple findings in his spine and joints. He never received any injection treatment or surgical treatment. In the accident, he was a restrained driver and he was hit on a front and the T-bone, passenger side front. Car spun 360 degrees and landed against the traffic. The impact caused him headaches, which are severe, moderately, to the front and back, and associated with TBI symptoms of dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, nightmares, fearful of the event, blurred vision, spots in the vision, and loss of vision field. In addition, patients start having pain in the neck area, mid-back area, lower back area, with radiation to the right arm involving all the fingers, as well as the right leg anteriorly and posteriorly involving first and the second toe. The symptoms continued for a while. MRIs were done and they were found positive to have a bulging disc at L3, 4, L4, 5. And with a neural foramen narrowing. In the initial MRI, which was done on 8/4/2020, the cervical MRI, on the other hand, showed a C3-4 and C5-6 spinal stenosis with left neural foramen narrowing, and at C4-5, mild spinal canal stenosis, and C2-C3 with a central disc herniation, and a disc bulge at C6-C7. The MRIs were then repeated on February 2, 2022. By Dr. Spradin, S-P-R-A-D-T-I-N, and it shows a thoracic disc bulge at T1, T2, T3, T4, T4, 5, T7 and 8, T8 and 9 without spinal canal stenosis. In the cervical spine, there was a presence of moderate spinal stenosis at C3-4 and C4-5 and C5-6, C6-7 with severe foramen stenosis. CT scan of the sacrum and coccyx was found completely normal. That was ordered in recently. In the lumbar spine, it was discovered that there is a mild disc space narrowing, mild disc bulge, and for a moderate facet arthrosis at L3-4 and L4-5, along with for moderate left foramen stenosis and right foramen stenosis. The patient so far mentions that she never was provided any injection treatment. MRI of the brain was found normal. MRI of the left elbow shows a left common extensor tendinopathy and partial tearing with mild triceps tendinopathy, no occult bone trauma. Left shoulder MRI has shown supraspinatus tendinopathy anteriorly with mild degenerative changes, AC joint. MRI of the right shoulder shows mild anterior supraspinatus tendinopathy without full thickness rotator cuff tear, degenerative changes in AC joint. Left elbow shows left common extensor tendinopathy and partial tearing without any triceps tendinopathy. Right forefoot, right hand MRIs were found to be negative. So was the left forefront. 4 foot, the EMG was positive. For the involvement of carpal tunnel syndrome and bilateral ulnar neuropathy, for which no injection treatment has been given. EMG was done for the on bilateral upper extremities and cervical paraspinal muscle. Anyway, the patient is here for follow-up, and currently his pains have continued. He reports that his pains are severe, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, focusing on the neck and the mid-back and the lower back, and also both shoulders and the both elbows and both hands, with the involvement of fingers 1 to 5. Some radiation of pain is to the legs. He has a difficult time coming to the injection treatment due to his full-time work that he has been doing. And he was provided 6 trigger point injections to the bilateral trapezius areas on 2/2/2023. That brought him some significant relief. The spasm is still present, and he requests more injections in this area. His physical therapy has not brought him significant relief. And his blood pressure was high at one time, and he had a gastroenteritis at one time. And he was referred to the primary care physician, Dr. Chris. ADLs are affected 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, with the effect on mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, and enjoyment of life 7, and general activity and sleep are affected 8. And in the system review, positive symptoms are listed as follows. In neurology and psych, headaches are present, vision disturbance are present, difficulty sleeping, nightmares, and loss of memory. And there is absence of dizziness, vertigo, double vision, blackout, seizures, lack of focus, lack of concentration, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain, a stiffness of the neck and the shoulder bilaterally, as well as pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, upper back, and shoulders bilaterally. No difficulty walking is reported. The rest of the system will be negative. Please check the symptom and report them. Last 30 days, there are no changes in the medical, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma. Current pain medications is Tylenol, Codeine, and Ultram. Substance abuse, patient utilizes marijuana for further pain relief. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 155 over 100, pulse is 80, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination will be a part of previous visit, which is dictated on 1/19/2023, data service dictation number 0123-011. Kindly copy and paste along with diagnosis. The plan is to begin a series of injection treatment for his shoulders, for his elbow, for carpal tunnel, for his lumbar epidural, thoracic epidural, and the cervical epidural. Medication-wise, he is provided with Mobic to continue as an anti-inflammatory, 15 mg twice a day with Acifex, 20 mg twice a day. Ortrim is provided for pain relief, 100 mg at night. Elavil is provided 10 mg at 50 milligram at night. Zoloft is provided for mood improvement, 50 milligram at night. It is the end of the dictation. Thank you.